What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Okay, let me get that posted to the website here. We're talking about the economy. And when I was younger, they used to have something called the Big Macs, the Big Mac Index, that the true measure of the economy was how much a Big Mac would cost. Now, I was a kid when McDonald's came out with the Big Mac, and it was very inexpensive and also a lot bigger than it is today. But there's another article that came on out. This is from Zero Hedge. And instead of the Big Mac, they go with a more generic measure of consumer prices, the burrito. They're calling it the burrito index to measure inflation. And what they've discovered looking at these prices for identical burritos is that even though the government is claiming that what a dollar bought in 2001 can be bought for $1.35 today, they actually found out it's much worse. That it's actually $1.60 today. So there's a big news flash for you. The government is still lying about the economy. Okay, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call from Kathleen in Paris. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Go ahead and grab a phone call from Kathleen in Paris. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael.
Can you turn down your speaker? Can you turn down your speaker so we're not listening to me?
Okay, is this okay? I go in the other room with my...
Okay, well, what's on your mind? What's on your mind?
It was back to the free trade. I was happy to hear you say that, yes, we have free trade up until there's an agreement. If you have free trade, why do you need an agreement? Do you still have the echo?
No, the echo is gone. I can hear you just fine.
Okay. And so I heard somebody speaking recently about that, about the regulations on the trading into France. And they said that you would not believe, it was like more than 100 regulations if you want to sell something as simple as a pillowcase in France.
Mm-hmm.
The measurements and diameters and everything controlled like that, how many threads and that. And so that's why I think that we have Brexit.
Well, that was definitely a big part of it. I mean, the EU was originally sold as a free trade zone and then morphed into this hideous dictatorship that was just controlling absolutely everything. And one thing we learned here in the United States of America is very often these regulations that are put out on products are actually crafted to serve a particular established corporate interest. And I'll give you a good example. When they first started talking about getting rid of Edison-style tungsten light bulbs, and they came out with new requirements for home lighting. The only existing product that met the new requirements were the compact fluorescent bulbs being put out then by General Electric. And so General Electric made a huge amount of money because these regulations were created to basically ban all competing products. Now, of course, today we have LEDs.
Yeah. I just thought it was humorous that this person was talking about there was more than 100 regulations controlling, you know, just if you want to sell a pillowcase in France that you have to meet.
Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous. It absolutely is. I'll go down to the local hardware store and I'll buy something like a hammer, and it's covered with all these stickers on how, you know, don't hit yourself in the head with it, don't whack your thumb, we warned you, you can't sue us. And it's almost like there's, you know, one person to make the hammer and 20 other people making money putting stickers on it and filling out the paperwork. And that's not a very healthy way to run a manufacturing economy.
No, but yes, and the main reason, which I think you already stated on air, is that the reason we don't want the PPP is it overrides our sovereign contracts that we have inside our own countries.
That's why so many people are opposed to it. And that's why they tried to keep TPP and TTIP concealed from the general public because of the public outcry. But thanks to WikiLeaks, a lot of this stuff got on out. And that's why people are digging in their heels and saying, this is not about free trade. This is about restrictive trade. This is about favoring corporations above our civil elected governments. And people are very much opposed to that. The success of the Brexit vote dealt a major setback to the TTIP, and already we're seeing other countries that were involved are really starting to have second thoughts, and they're starting to pull out. Same thing over in with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. One of the big sticking points was a ban on GMO labeling, which most of the countries around the Pacific, if they're not banning GMOs, they have very strict labeling laws, and they don't want to reverse themselves in the face of pressure from the United States. So they've hit a bit of a stumbling block there as well.
Was there an earlier caller that said, I'm on to Israel now, staging a false flag. Did somebody suggest that Israel might stage a false flag in its own country? Did I understand that?
Yeah, false flags are very often effective in your own country. I mean, Hitler did it at Gleiwitz or the Reichstag fire. And, you know, Hillary... Israel needs to play the perpetual victim, and we know they're already talking about annexing more of the Golan Heights. We know that Israel wants to go back into Lebanon. They still want that Litani River, and the way they will start a war is they'll pretend that they're being attacked, and therefore they have to respond with the net result that they get more land.
Yes, yes. I know about the Greater Israel Project and all that. I just cannot fathom that Israel would kill one single Jewish person.
Well, first of all, let me do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network right now. And you need to understand, all world leaders are willing to kill their own people to make a point. We know now that Franklin Roosevelt spent all of 1941 goading Japan into the attack on Pearl Harbor, knowing it was going to cost him ships and their crews. We know that the people who wanted to drag the U.S. into World War I knowingly sent all those passengers on the Lusitania into the risk of possible death, because nothing sells a war like wagging a bloody shirt. And from the point of view of world leaders, we're just assets. They don't connect with us. They don't respect us. And, yeah, they'll gladly see tens, thousands killed as long as it gets to the agenda they want to have.
Yeah, I understand, and I know 9/11 was a false flag, but were there any Jews in the Twin Towers?
There were Jews, there were no Israelis, but there were Jewish people in the Twin Towers, American citizens who were Jews. They didn't get the warning.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. Now, getting on back to the economy, Ruby Tuesday, which is a wonderful restaurant, by the way, has fallen victim to the restaurant recession. We talked about that a week ago, where Americans no longer have the money to be going out and eating. And you can see that already. You've probably seen these commercials by all the pizza companies where, you know, they're just slashing the price. If you'll come on in and pick up your own pizza, you can get a huge pizza for just a few bucks. They're just struggling. And Ruby Tuesday is one of my favorite restaurants. They closed the one at Ala Moana, and apparently they're shutting down another 11 of their restaurants in Illinois. Forget what the government is telling you about the economy is doing great. Just look around where you live at all the empty retail vacancies, all the really cool restaurants and stores that used to be there, and they're gone now. Now, there's a little bit of good news from the world of banking and corruption. Not too long ago, Baron David de Rothschild was indicted for all kinds of financial fraud. And you would think a guy with that much money wouldn't have to do that, but he did. And now, because of the indictment, the French government has launched an investigation into the entire Swiss branch of the Rothschild banking empire. Meanwhile, down in Italy, where they're having serious problems with their banks, the former CEO of Italian Regional Bank is now under house arrest. And apparently police are now searching the homes of 14 other bank executives. That's how you deal with the banking corruption. You don't just give them more money from the taxpayers and say, promise to do better, like they do here in the United States. All righty, let's see. We're going to get on here to the immigration refugee situation. And reported in shtfplan.com, with terror and rape spreading, self-defense weapons permits hit record highs in Germany. Now, the German people have their own form of gun control. They don't have the same rights that people in Switzerland do. But they're buying pepper spray, tasers, which in Germany, you need to apply for a permit. You have to get a permit for a taser or pepper spray in Merkel's Germany. But the people are filling out the paperwork, and sales are booming because of all that's going on. Over in Finland, a 15-year-old boy was assaulted and robbed by a gang of 10 to 15 immigrants and then thrown off a bridge into the sea. Finland has had enough with this nonsense, and they're now saying that 77% of the Iraq migrants are going to be sent home, even though it means a huge crushing fine from Brussels. This whole blur the world's population together into one lump isn't working out very well. Over in France, apparently some Muslims screaming Allah Akbar stopped a bus and set it on fire. Hit it with a Molotov cocktail. The French media is ignoring it. The new policy is when there are acts of terror, they are not publishing the names or pictures of the terrorists because they don't want the French people to be linking this sudden surge in terror attacks and rapes and violence with the refugee crisis, because they're still trying to salvage that New World Order agenda. Now, over in Great Britain, a Labour MP, Thangam Debonair, is saying that we can solve all these problems as long as new coming refugees are given a course in women's equality. And by the way, while we're doing it, we should force all the men to take that course as well. Remember what I said about whatever happens, how do you use it to fit your agenda? Now, the head of the London police is out there with the booga booga, saying it's a matter of when, not if, terror attack highly likely in UK. Aren't you going to be sorry you left the European Union? Well, if there is another terror attack in Great Britain, I will expect this chief of police to tender his resignation for not having discovered it and stopped it. Because every time there's another terror attack, it simply says everything that all these governments are doing in the name of combating terrorism, it doesn't work. The spying on law-abiding citizens hasn't stopped terror attacks. The banning of guns from law-abiding citizens hasn't worked. No-fly lists, watch lists have not worked. That priest who got his throat cut last week, had it done to him by a guy who was on the terror watch lists, was awaiting trial on a terrorism charge, had been placed on house arrest, had a radio tag on his ankle, and he still committed an act of terror. It's not working. Now, setting aside all the actors working for governments creating false flag terror, I know how to stop all terror attacks in the world. Stop mucking about with other people's countries, and they'll go home. It's not like somebody gets up one morning and says, you know, there's really nothing on TV. I think I'm going to go on out and blow up a school bus. It doesn't work that way. People are responding to the destruction of their countries from outside. The drone strikes that are killing their family, their friends, their neighbors. We stop doing that, the terror problem goes away. Except for the phony actors who are working for CIA and Mossad who are out there trying to create fear, so that you'll cling to Big Daddy government and say, save me from the horrible ISIS. And then we find out the U.S. government's been supporting ISIS, giving them weapons. Now, following the release of the Chilcot report, there was a lot of talk about sending phony Tony Blair to The Hague. The Hague refused. There are civil lawsuits being filed by the families of everybody who was killed or crippled in Iraq. And apparently out in California, there was a civil lawsuit filed against George W. Bush et al. On the legality of the Iraq War. And here's where it gets obvious how corrupted our government is. The Department of Justice has blanket stated the Chilcot Report will not be admissible as evidence in this case. The Chilcot Report makes it obvious that we were lied into that war. This is a courtroom. We can't have the truth in here. Just rumor and innuendo and whatever it takes to keep the government going. Last week we were talking about this scandal where the Veterans Administration, which has a horrible, horrible record of neglecting our wounded veterans, had gone on out and spent $18 million on artwork for their lobbies and offices. We had that other story going on out about how they had in just 1 year spent $100 million on taking themselves to various conferences. According to media watchers, CBS and NBC have yet to cover the story about the VA spending all this money on artwork. It's just not important. We've got more important things to do, like demonize Putin and claim that Donald Trump is his henchman, because that's what we're here to do. Now, do you remember that big stink about how the IRS was targeting and harassing political opponents of Barack Obama? And there was that big stink over Lois Lerner's emails, which were lost. The hard drive broke down. We just quit using the backup service. These things happen. And it was all just negligence and carelessness, just like FBI Director Comey was claiming in the case of Hillary Clinton. Well, newly released documents pried loose by Judicial Watch proved that the IRS was, in fact, intentionally targeting political opponents of Obama and dissident groups like the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street. It began in 2010. It was deliberate. And by the way, use of the IRS against one's political enemies was one of the articles of impeachment against Richard M. Nixon. Now, here's where we're getting into the real twilight zone. Story coming out of Blacklisted News. Researchers at the University of Salamanca have developed a sentiment analysis algorithm that monitors Twitter and Facebook. And apparently, this psychologist, Paul Ekman, has worked with the CIA, DOD, and DHS for years, developing automated systems to find people who are thinking those double plus ungood thoughts. And apparently, they're looking at a plan to use emotive analytics to arrest Americans. They're literally talking about arresting people for having bad thoughts. Talk about a dictatorship. And finally, we have this story about this FBI employee. 20 years with the FBI, pled guilty to spying and leaking sensitive information to China. And his defense was, hey, I figured if the Clintons got away with it in 1996, it must be okay. And I didn't mean to do anything wrong, so that gets me off the hook. Right, Mr. Comey? It's amazing. Another stinky badges story. California police actually shot a suicidal man and claimed he lunged at them. The videos show otherwise. He was just standing there with a knife at his own throat. And all of a sudden, the cops just uncorked on him. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about some of the police abuses which continue to be a problem. And I really loved this story. This came out of Orlando, Florida. Police officers pulled over a guy and they saw this white, suspicious-looking substance on the floor of the car. They did two tests on it using their portable drug testing kit. Both tests came back positive for meth. They arrested this guy, threw him in jail, and it wasn't until the real police laboratory came on back and said, you idiots, it's sugar frosting from a donut. Now, there are a couple of implications here. First of all, are our police so drugged out on prescription antidepressants they no longer recognize a donut when they see it? And second, how many people have been wrongfully imprisoned by the use of these portable testing kits, which clearly do false positives? It wasn't one mistake. They did it twice. And it came back positive for meth both times. Now, a little bit of good news. Following an all-day demonstration by the Millions March New York City over police brutality and demanding the resignation of the New York City Police Commissioner, the New York City Police Commissioner resigned. So, if you get enough people out there in the streets, you can bring about some positive change. Yesterday, we were reporting on this story about how the head of the ATF wants a national gun owner database. Well, it turns out they already have one. They're claiming it was created by accident. And maintaining it was actually violating the ATF's own policies. According to the Government Accountability Office, ATF failed to remove the names of gun purchasers from its multiple sales database and another system called Access 2000, which allowed it to stockpile information on lawful gun owners by scouring the records of out-of-business federal firearms license holders. When you buy a gun and you fill out the paperwork to own that gun, the government is supposed to take it on in, check it against criminal background, and then lose it. And the ATF didn't. Now, here's a really bizarre story. Apparently, they're coming up on the census down under in Australia. And the Australian government has literally gone to the lengths of urging Australians not to put down Jedi as their religion in the census. Because apparently so many people are doing that, it's messing up the caucus results.
Interfering with people's religions, you are. Yes, yes, yes.
What if they really believe they're Jedi? Or Flying Spaghetti Monster? You're not messing up the census by putting down Jedi if that's what you really want your religion to be. Anyway. Now, I mentioned this earlier in the show, but I'm going to mention it again. As you know, they're having a major outbreak of Zika virus down in Florida. And there's a lot of confusion over it, whether it's really connected with the microcephalic babies that were coming out of Brazil, because Zika's been around for almost 70 years. And it's never had that effect before. But still, Zika is now in the country. The pharmaceutical companies are rushing to make a vaccine that they can sell, and they're having happy times over there. There's a little bit of a wrinkle. Last year, in an effort to control mosquito populations, the government released literally millions and millions of genetically modified mosquitoes who were supposed to act as a form of birth control. That apparently did not work. Even worse, the specific species of mosquito that was manufactured and released over Florida is the species that transmits diseases like dengue fever and Zika. There's a bit of an oopsie there. Really kind of messed that one up. So, another little story. There are now some 50 holistic doctors who have died under very questionable circumstances. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need software fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the large number of holistic doctors who have died mysteriously. Going back to Jeffrey Bradstreet, was found dead in a river with a gunshot wound, declared a suicide, family hired their own investigators who said, no, it was a murder. And more of the families of these slain doctors are starting to do the same. They don't trust the official story anymore. Why should they? Why should they? Now, the reasons for the killings appear to center on two different issues. One has to do with a compound called GC-MAF, which shows tremendous promise as being an actual cancer cure, not just a treatment of the symptoms, but an actual cure. The second aspect has to do with a protein called nagalase, Now, nagelase is a protein that is generated by cancer cells in your body to destroy your body's ability to fight the cancer off naturally. And some of these scientists discovered nagelase is in many of these vaccines we're being ordered to take. And there is no legitimate reason for nagelase to be in the vaccines. It's not a vaccine. It's not an adjuvant. It is a chemical that destroys your own body's natural immune system, which, of course, would make you more economically dependent on the medical industrial complex. And when you look at the kind of money that's involved with vaccines and cancer treatments, you begin to understand why there's obviously a motive for this to be going on in this, the corrupted United States of America. Now, out in Washington State, they're having this huge fire near the Hanford Nuclear Reservation, which is the most toxic, radioactively contaminated place on planet Earth. And in order to try and keep the fire from getting to Hanford, they set a backfire on Rattlesnake Mountain on Sunday night in order to burn back and create a natural firebreak. It may have been too late, because workers for the Hanford Fire Department are being tested, and they're testing positive for radioactive contamination. And this is internal contamination. No way to ever get it out. And apparently, out of 150 workers at the Hanford Fire Department, 104 have now requested tests of their bodily fluids to see if they've been exposed. I feel sorry for everybody living downwind and downwater of Hanford. They've clearly lost control of that. Alrighty, now Donald Trump, interestingly enough, is now warning people that maybe it's time to sell stocks. That there are some very scary scenarios for investors. Again, same thing that we already know about. Credit card lending has reached a 9-year high. And of course, having to use your credit cards is a trap because of those sky-high interest rates on those credit cards. These are people who are desperate. They can't get money anywhere else to buy food, to pay their rent. They're having to resort to the credit cards, and that just makes their credit, their debt problem worse. Another article, this one coming out of PatriotRising.com. America's electronic voting machines are scarily easy targets. And they're absolutely right. Bev Harris did all this research on the Diebold system, the GEMS system, and she found 12 different ways the elections can be rigged without leaving a trace. It has to be by design. Diebold was one of the first companies to make automated bank teller machines. And they were legendary for never losing a penny from one end of the country to the other. They had paper trails. Anytime you used one of their little ATMs, you would hear that printer inside chattering out a paper record. They were fully auditable, traceable. Everybody knew where all the money went. And the same company produced a voting machine with no audit capability, no transparency, wide open to hacking. You can't tell me that's an accident. It had to be deliberate. Bernie Sanders supporters are out there saying that the Democratic National Committee's treatment of surrogate Nina Turner shows that their calls for unity are just so much hot air. What the DNC means by unity is you will unite under Hillary, or bad things will happen to you. Another article coming out from Investment Watch blog commenting on the same thing I noticed based on the earlier Fox News report. All the billionaires are coming out for Hillary. The billionaires for Hillary club is growing. Why? They know that Hillary Clinton will unleash Wall Street and they'll get even richer than they already are. And most of these people are so rich, they're never going to live long enough to spend it all. That's when you know you're dealing with a money addict, when they've already got more money than they could ever possibly use themselves, and still they have that drive, that need to get more. Greed is a sickness. And it's running epidemic in our country. I don't see the FDA coming out with any vaccine for that one, do you? Anyway. All righty, let's see. Let me get back on here. China is once again making a leap into the forefront of science and technology. One thing they're doing, they are just completing a brand new radio telescope. It looks a lot like the one down in Arecibo. It's built into a natural depression in the mountains, only this one in China is something like three times the size of Arecibo. And not to be outdone anywhere else, China is building their own Large Hadron Collider that will be twice the size of CERN's and seven times as powerful. Now, I'm a little concerned because at some point there is the possibility that a moment's carelessness could create something called a quantum black hole. And you drop that, there's no taking it back. They're into some very, very dangerous possibilities here. Now, there's one theory that a quantum black hole won't last. It'll leak out through its gravity. That's a theory. Nobody knows because nobody's ever actually found a quantum black hole, which, by the way, is one of the arguments against the Big Bang. And this article talks about the God particle. And I have a concern there as well. Now, CERN claimed to have found something that sort of kind of maybe looked like the predicted Higgs boson. Now, the Higgs boson is a necessary component of the Big Bang theory. Because the way that cosmologists have decided they're going to get away from the fact that the Big Bang itself, the primordial egg that everything came from, would have been the universe's biggest black hole. And calculations show that at the point where scientists claim natural forces started working, the entire mass of the universe was still inside the event horizon of its own mass, and it would have collapsed back in on itself. Now, I've written an article called The Big Bang is Just Science, Religion Masquerading as Science. And I pointed out something that we may not be seeing anything that's really in the universe. Particle physicists like to joke that studying matter with colliders is like smashing two mechanical clocks together and trying to guess what the clocks look like based on the springs and gears and levers that fly out. But if you take that analogy one step further, and speculate that given enough speed at the moment of collision, individual teeth from the clock gears will come flying out as separate, distinct pieces. But clearly, prior to the collision, they didn't exist as separate, distinct pieces. Their separatedness was created by the collision of the moment. And the same may be true for a lot of these particles that are coming out of these colliders. They may not exist in nature. They may be artifacts of the experimental process. And nobody really knows. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Michael. The universe is an amazing place. The Dumbbell Nebula, what I call it, the Dumbbell Nebula. what I do want to say is this about the poles. Speaking of dumbbell stuff, look at these polls that the Vima rats are putting out with CNN and all these polling. Michael, who are they polling? Black Lives Matter and La Raza Nada?
Well, they're not.
Everybody I talk to here in Florida, all the white people I'm talking to, are all voting for Trump.
Well, the Black Lives Matter people are starting to vote for Trump, too, because of Hillary's trust issue. But it was actually admitted to by the corporate media that right about the same time the Democratic convention was ending, they changed their polling methodology, which is a very polite word of saying they're rigging the polls to favor Hillary Clinton. Every online poll has Donald Trump leading by a landslide. But if you're going to steal the election, you have to rig the media's polls first so that people don't get suspicious.
Well, Michael, you know, the Clinton News Network, you know who they are.
Yes.
And you got this Rachel Maddow. You got the Maddow and these lesbians and all these homos that are in these news networks. I can't believe it. Like,
Tom, can we leave their orientation out of it? The issue is that people who work for the corporate media are paid to lie. That's why they make those million-dollar salaries, and their private lives really are not germane to the discussion. Okay?
And I agree. That's my point. That's my point, Michael. But listen, I just want to say this. Now, like you said, unlike Donald Trump, all these Newsmax, all they got Trump winning in a landslide. But the people are controlling, like Ted Turner said, he who controls that mass media controls the mind. It's exactly right. And I tell you, people, I just don't get it. I really, it's a shock. Like that lightning bolt I just heard. Shocking to me.
Well, the good news is they've gone so far overboard, everybody is noticing what they're doing. See, propaganda and disinformation only works when the population doesn't know it's being used on them. And the more brazen the lies get, everybody at some point says, this is nonsense. Of course, they're lying. And Hillary's comment about how James Comey, agreed with her that she was being truthful about the email server, that one brought up a lot of people, including some in the corporate media, which is now the Clinton campaign, is out there trying to say, well, she didn't lie. She just shared her honest opinion of what she thought James Comey had said.
She just said a little fib. But, you know, Michael, one more thing. Did you see the interview? Did you see the thing today with Obama and this guy, Premier Lee, in Indonesia and Singapore? Did you hear what the guy from Singapore said today, Michael? Did you look at the speech? The guy is literally saying Japan is not breeding any more kids, and they're eventually going to be taken over by a foreign group, and he's saying the same thing about the United States. He's saying the demographics in the United States in the next 15 years will not look nothing like what it is now. The guy from the Prime Minister who was speaking with Obama and Osama today was basically saying the United States is in for a rude awakening because these women are not even having children in their own countries. And guess what? 50 years from now, it will be the third world people that will be taking over these countries. And how are they going to run them? You have to watch the...
Without U.S. outside interference, I'm sure they'll run their countries very well. I mean, their politicians will still be corrupt. But most of what the third world is suffering is imported from outside by U.S. and Western intervention. Now, the issue about women, not having babies, that's a serious one, because there has been a really sharp decline in birth rates here in the United States. Now, partly that's explained by the economy. Young families understand they can't afford to have a child, and they're putting it off. But there's also that issue about the epicyte gene, which was funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to create corn that, when eaten, sterilizes people. And I noticed that the decline in birth rates in the United States has primarily been among Hispanics, who are the highest per capita consumers of corn. And so if that epicyte gene has broken into the wild, then we could see literally an extinction-level event in the next 50 years.
Well, correct. And, you know, Michael, I remember I read an article about France. The French government is actually thinking about paying their native women to have children because they're bringing all these refugees in there. And if they don't start paying their women, they won't even have a culture. They won't have no cultural identity left as a European in the next 50 years. And it'll be all Muslim. They will literally take over the whole continent.
Well, that's the whole goal of the New World Order, is to destroy everybody's sense of a cultural, regional, historical identity, because people without a strong sense of themselves are easier to control. That's what they're doing.
They did it. They've already done it in England, Michael. 9 out of 10 babies born in London, England are called Mohammed. Check it out. 9 out of 10 babies born in England, London, England are Mohammed. Paris, I think it's like 7 out of 10. It's unbelievable what's going on in Europe. And you got the Stasi Merkel, who's in control of Germany, and look at what's going on in the protests in Germany right now. It's off the chain. And it's
I saw the pictures of the protests in Germany. It's intense. And again, just like the recent protests in France about their economy, the American media isn't reporting on any of this.
Right.
Okay.
And Michael, they're not teaching these. They're literally here teaching the Muslim boys in Sweden and Norway, taking them to class, teaching them not how to rape blonde-haired Scandinavian women. They're literally taking these Muslim young males and put them in classrooms to show them, hey, rape is wrong. What does that tell you, Michael? What's going on in our world? It's insane. It's upside down.
It's an epic culture shock. And they created it artificially, and they don't know how to handle it. Tom, I got to let you go. We got one more caller. I'm going to try and fit in before the end of the show. So thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to Steve in Virginia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you. I was wondering, the spraying, and I know they mentioned the Zika virus that's going on, especially I was thinking of Puerto Rico. Do you think that that's part of the population control that they have going on? That's just another aspect of it?
Well, I have no way of knowing at this time. We do know that there is a group of very rich, powerful people who have arrogated to themselves the right to decide that we need to reduce the human population. My problem with them is they want somebody else to die or go without children, never themselves. And that's why I cannot get behind them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just one other, if I could, you know, I know that they're worried about the election being rigged. I guess, are there people who are going to be especially watchful of at least some of the aspects of the polling, or I should say the voting on election day?
We need to get people in there. We really do. Now, Steve, I'm going to let you go here. We're going to take a break for commercials, and I'm going to respond at length to this issue of voter fraud when we come back for the last segment of our program. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get nowhere. they can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So let's talk about this problem with stolen elections. It is a reality. It has been for a very long time. We know that the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton were cheating during the primary season. There is no reason to assume they will not do the same in November. Every single American who values democracy, who values the Constitution, who values the American way of life we were all taught we were living, needs to get involved in two different ways. First, find any groups in your home states that are trying to file lawsuits to bar the certification of the Democratic vote where fraud was taking place. Force a recount. Make a big stink about it. Tell everybody you know there are reasons to think this election is not being honest, and that is just not acceptable. The other thing is we need to get involved with forming citizens' groups to oversee the November election. And we already know that they're going to try and block people. They've cut back on the number of federal observers that are going to be monitoring this election. They want to do it in secret. They want to do it in private. And the other thing you got to do is you got to start lobbying your local elections board. Show them hacking democracy. These machines are not trustworthy. Get them to stop using the machines. Tell them that Europe has just banned them completely because they're wide open to fraud. And demand paper ballots. And a hand count. We can't take this sitting down. If you refuse to get involved, you are part of the problem. And this is literally a fight for the future of our nation and indeed for the world itself. Because if that election is stolen in November, the government that follows will have no choice but to shut down freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms, because they're going to be a government that knows their population is aware the nation has been stolen. You need to get online and dig out all these stories about how drug money was flowing through HSBC and the links between HSBC and FBI Director Comey and Loretta Lynch, and you need to make them public all over your social media. We're seeing a lot of these big social media platforms like Facebook and Google are trying to downvote and hide these things. Twitter's trying to hide them. So use your direct email. You all have email books on your email server with all your friends. Just build mailing lists and send the stuff out person to person. That's what the Samizdat did in the old Soviet Union. Was just fax machine to fax machine to fax machine, and ultimately they destroyed the credibility of the Soviet Union, the Politburo, and it came crashing down. And we need to take action. We've got less than 100 days to head off the theft of the United States of America by these money junkies, these war hawks, and these hereditary drug lords. This is as serious as it gets. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay informed, stay skeptical. Go ahead, get angry. You're overdue. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system, The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.